is your name?
Tim Segura.
I've been here.
Could you please repeat that again, so I can figure it out?
Telefora. Oh, okay, there we are. That's me.
Okay, so Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay, Mr. Ferreira, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record? You might have to just speak up just a little bit. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Tyler Randall Ferreira, 274462.
Thank you. That was nice and loud. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. And you were notified about this hearing on January 4th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
Okay, that's the form that said the hearing was going to be held today.
Yes.
Okay, on that form there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself, sir? Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the screen to your right, so my left, the opposite end for me, is starting at the end, the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I will conduct the hearing. We also have in the room with us, representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Ferreira and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Ferreira?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Ferreira, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read you this allegation and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one, allegation is you were in violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about November 30th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Ferreira, is that true or false?
It's true.
That's true? Okay, so thank you. Based on Mr. Ferreira's admission, then I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Ferreira, we'll move straight to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information, so just stay on the line there, and we'll be back in just a second to talk with you and ask you some questions. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Ferreira was released from ADC custody on 11-30-2018 and arrested on 12-12-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-13-2018 with an adjusted CSE of 5-12-2019 with 12 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016. Narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2012, commitment A, count one, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2012, commitment A, count three, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment B, count one, organized retail theft, 2 years. 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his third term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. He has no STG information. Prior terms of supervision, 2014, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with disorderly conduct and drugs noted. Other arrest, 2010, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score, G7, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Ferraro, we have a very brief summary of what happened while you were on supervision. It looks like you were released November 30th, and you were supposed to go to Vivray, but your parole officer checked at Vivray on December 5th, and you had never, you checked in, but then you left on December 1st and didn't come back. Where did you go, sir? Streets.
I'm just
on the streets, man. Okay, well, when's the last time you used any illegal drugs, sir?
I got arrested.
Okay, and how are you feeling now?
I feel fine.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, ma'am.
You're a little healthier now. Those drugs are not good for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Ferrer, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of you'd like the board to consider? Okay, all right, sir. Well, we're going to do the board goes, we're going into discussion here. We do our discussion in public, and I'll just ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Ferrer got out and really didn't give his parole officer a chance to supervise him because he just kind of left. And I'm sorry that he lost his brother. I'm very sorry to hear that. But he reacted by going on the drug binge and absconded for 12 days. He's got a release date of May 12th, so I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time. He has at least stopped using drugs while he's in prison, so. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Any other thoughts? Then based on information, we're at 2018W3531, a conversation with Mr. Ferrer and information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ferrer was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding and also by continuing to use illegal drugs while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Moore, agreed Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Ferrer, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but we're showing you with a release date of May 12th. And at that point, when you're out, you won't have to worry about parole officer. You'll just be free, and you can pursue your own interests. We certainly wish you the best, and hope that while you're there, that you'll maybe go to some NA meetings and see what drug treatment might be available. There may not be treatment, but there may be some education courses that'll be helpful to you. So we wish you the best, sir, and hope you're able to stop using drugs, and hope we never see you back here in Orange again, sir. Thank you for being so respectful in your hearing. If you just lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that you're finished and the next inmate can come in. Thank you, sir.